Good morning, I'm Kara Rucker. It's Tuesday, March 11th, and these are your unbiased updates. As lawmakers get ready to take a break, the House is looking to pass a budget resolution to keep the government open ASAP, but that may be easier said than done. And as U.S. and Ukraine officials are set to meet today to talk ending the war with Russia, Moscow says Kyiv has launched its biggest aerial attack to date. As a government shutdown looms this week, House Republicans are meeting today to vote on a spending bill that would keep the government open through September. As Straight Arrow News political correspondent Ray Bogan shows us, Republicans need near unanimous support to get it done. If the House passes the bill tonight, but the Senate makes changes to it, the House will have to return to D.C. to approve the updated version, because the House and Senate must agree on identical versions of the resolution before it can be sent to President Trump to sign. Stocks markets across Asia sank Tuesday morning amid fears of an economic downturn in the world's largest economy. The downturn in Asian markets comes on the heels of a particularly bad day for U.S. stocks, after President Trump didn't rule out the possibility of a recession. Straight Arrow News business correspondent Simone Del Rosario has more. Goldman Sachs on Monday said it was downgrading its economic growth forecast for 20 to 25. They originally had it at 2.4%, but dropped it to 1.7%. They cited President Trump's trade policies for the downgrade prediction. On Monday's edition of Unbiased Updates, we told you about a former Columbia student's arrest over his ties to leading mass pro-Palestinian protest on campus. Federal officials accuse him of supporting the terrorist organization Hamas after President Trump signed an executive order against anti-Semitism. Now, a federal judge has blocked the deportation of Mahmoud Khalil, who is currently held in a Louisiana detention facility. The judge ordered a hearing for Wednesday. On news of his arrest, protests erupted in New York City streets in support of Khalil. NBC reports hundreds of people showed up demanding his release from custody. Khalil's attorney says he is a U.S. green card holder and was detained unlawfully, asking the judge to have him returned to New York. Reacting to the news of Khalil's arrest, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Trump administration will work to revoke student visas and green cards of Hamas supporters. Turning now to the war between Russia and Ukraine, as U.S. officials prepare to meet with Ukrainian officials for peace talks today, Russia says it was hit overnight with Kyiv's largest cross-border aerial attack since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion in 2022. Russia's defense ministry said its forces shot down 337 Ukrainian drones over 10 different regions, nearly 100 of them over Moscow alone. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down a ballistic missile and 79 of the 126 drones launched by Russia in an overnight attack of its own. Ahead of today's peace talks in Saudi Arabia, Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters the only way to end the war is for Ukraine to make concessions over land that Russia took control of. In 2014, emphasizing both sides will need to make concessions. Ukraine has long said a ceasefire agreement that includes giving up land occupied by Russia is a non-starter. The Ukrainian government has also called for the Kremlin to pay reparations for the war. A former Philippines president was arrested at an airport on a warrant issued by the International Criminal Court, or ICC. 79-year-old Rodrigo Duterte was returning to the Philippines from a visit to Hong Kong, taken into custody at an airport in the Philippines capital. Duterte was elected president in 2016, known by a few nicknames like the Punisher, for his years-long campaign against drug offenders when he was a mayor prior to his presidency. He continued that campaign, a crackdown against illegal drugs at the presidential level, but the ICC has been investigating what they call a deadly war on drugs, with at least 6,000 people executed in a take-no-prisoner approach to the issue. In cell phone video taken at the scene, you can hear Duterte asking what crime he committed. The current president of the Philippines confirmed to news outlets he's currently in custody and could be handed over to the ICC. Finally, this morning, first responders are always there to help, even for those whose definition of emergency may be a little off, like this Wisconsin 4-year-old whose call for help is going viral. Even though the 911 turned out to not be an emergency, police still check things out after every call they get. And when they showed up, the boy doubled down, asking them to take his mom to jail. Understanding the severity of the issue, the officers let the boy put his mom in handcuffs to teach her a lesson. Then they taught him a lesson about the proper use of 911. Still, they showed up the next day, going above the call of duty with ice cream in hand. Oh, and in case you're wondering, the boy did drop the charges against his mom.